participation. Agriculture and Livestock Development Cabinet Secretary Mithika Linturi has called on Kenyans to actively play their roles to enable the government to achieve its economic plans. Speaking in Meru County during the medium-term plan IV, MTPIV, dissemination forums, C.S. Linturi said the government will only achieve its plans with all the citizens' input in whatever subsector they were working on. The government has an elaborate plan for its citizens, and this is what we came to tell you today. It is, however, paramount that everyone helps us in achieving them, without which we will not go far, said Mr. Linturi. He said the Kenya Kwanza government's main plan was to ensure that there was the creation of at least 1.2 million jobs per year, construction of affordable houses, construction of roads, as well as balancing of the foreign exchange. Agriculture and Livestock Development Cabinet Secretary Mithika Linturi in a group photo with government officers from Meru County after dissemination of MTPIV's forum. For us to talk of a stabilized economy, we should ensure that we have balanced our exports compared to imports. As it stands, we are importing more than we export, and this is what we are focusing to address, said Mr. Linturi. He gave an example of rice where he said that the country requires 1.1 metric tons of rice per year, but produces only 100,000 metric tons, which means that the rest is usually imported. We want to expand exports of tea and coffee, and these will ensure that we bring in more foreign currency that we are taking out, or at least balance it, said Mr. Linturi. He commended tea farmers in the country, adding that they have been able to increase their exports from Shush 139 billion to Shush 196 billion in the last 6 months. He said the government was also keenly focusing on dairy and leather value chains, which will not only create job opportunities for Kenyans but also bring in more foreign currency in terms of exports. We also want to increase our milk production from the current 5.1 billion litres to 11 billion litres, and this will only be possible if we give our animals nutritious food. On the government side, we are providing sex semen to change our dairy cow breeds, as well as financing farmers to put up feed mills which can produce adequate feeds to their dairy cows, said Mr. Linturi.